Welcome to the Tri-Town Advice Givers Podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing the Tri-Town and surrounding area residents the best advice from our brightest minds. My name is Mark Borst, your host, and today we are in virtual studio with Jennifer Cosenza of Level Right Concrete. Good morning, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
So to start off, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Okay. So my name is Jennifer Cosenza, and I head up our marketing and sales efforts for Level Right Concrete, a company that we own locally here in Munster, Indiana. And I'm really responsible for the marketing efforts, brand extension, sales, and any event sponsorship. And we started this brand from scratch. So we're all about quality and customer service and high standards for excellence.
Very cool. So why don't you just kind of jump right into Level Right Concrete then? How long have you been in business?
Sure.
And what was the motivating factor that got you guys involved in it?
Sure. Great question. So we've been in business. This is our fourth season. And as I mentioned, we're a small business based in Munster. We level uneven concrete. So we have a method of raising uneven concrete that's very cost effective, and it provides a really long lasting repair from a traditional service like mud jacking. So we use a polyurethane foam, which is super durable. It's got great compressive strength, and it lifts heavy slabs of concrete. As also as part of our business, we clean and seal concrete. So think of like a spa day for your concrete. We make it all clean, and then we put a protective sealer on it that doesn't change the appearance, but will prolong the life of the concrete. We also do some concrete grinding. So in some instances where areas cannot be lifted, maybe there is a bad sidewalk with some tree roots, we can actually do some concrete grinding to shave off that trip hazard to make it safe for folks to walk on sidewalks. And we also clean and seal joints and any cracks that you may have in your concrete. So you always want to make sure that water isn't getting through underneath to undermine the subbase of the soil. So we actually use a commercial grade caulk product, and we seal joints and cracks in cement.
Okay.
And it's an interesting story on how we started our journey. We actually had our driveway mud jacked quite some years ago. And it was not a great experience. We used one of our competitors in the region. And at the time, you know, I had a different job and Joe had a different job. And we weren't thinking about leveling concrete at all. But it's funny how life paths you. And so we had our driveway done. And it wasn't an experience that we thought it would be. So, you know, the crew would show up every day and they looked just all disheveled and their equipment kept falling apart. And what should have taken a couple of days took over a week to complete. And, you know, just complaining about it over dinner one night, Joe looked at me and he's like, you know, we could do this so much better. And he's right. So we spent a year researching what can we bring to the region that could be a longer lasting repair option. So we found a company that's in a similar climate to ours, and they used a polyurethane foam. And we were so intrigued by this foam. I mean, it's been around since the 80s. And this process with the foam was initially used with the Department of Transportation, and they were using it in a way to be cost effective enough to lift uneven sections of concrete on roads. And someone thought, well, you know, there's got to be a residential application for this as well, instead of ripping out uneven concrete and replacing it, you know, save a landfill. So we found this company and we partnered with them. We actually buy their foam.
Okay.
Although our brand and our company is not a franchise, we started it from scratch, but we do buy a foam that was out there that we found that was super innovative and long lasting. And we were so excited to kind of, we spent a year shadowing crews all over and learning about how to raise uneven concrete and how to become like best of the region. And here we are.
That's awesome.
So many years later, and we are best of the region, number one in concrete repair, for our second year in a row. And it's super exciting.
That's very cool. So,
yeah. So
to the foam polymer. So
sure.
You said that, you buy it from a specific company. Are there people across the United States that are using similar products other than that one, or is it very proprietary and everybody uses that same one?
There are other products. There are other foam, polyurethane foam applications out there. But honestly, for our freeze-thaw cycle and how that foam is made, it's a renewable material. I really like that. Towns love that. So it's green. It's not toxic. We found that this product really to be perfect for where we live in the region.
Okay.
So that's the foam that we use. And it's super lightweight. You would never think that it could lift heavy slabs of concrete, but it is awesome.
So just to, you said that your initial dive into the business, which I love the fact that you had something that was lacking, or you were involved in something that was lacking by purchasing it, and you decided to make it
better.
That's a great story.
It's sort of it's funny, Joe and I look back on it, and it's just, it is a great story because we found a real need, and we really kind of pride ourselves on integrating ourselves in the communities that we work in to support them, and getting out and getting to know our customers and just being friendly and timely. And it's great on how that, it just goes such a long way.
Yes. And the what you just said there, the relationship part of it, so important. If you don't have a relationship with your clients and customers, then you will not grow.
Sure. You're absolutely right.
So just going back to compare mudjacking, I've heard that term and that phrase
sure.
used. I don't know exactly the process of the mudjacking, but what is the defining difference between using your foam versus the traditional mudjacking?
I think the biggest difference, Mark, is the piece that it will not decompose over time. So a mudjacker's process is similar to our process. We do drill holes into the cement, you know, through into the subbase, although the mudjacker holes can be anywhere from 1 inch to 2 inches. Our holes are 5/8 of an inch. So think about the size of a dime. But the biggest defining factor is that the foam will never break, crack, or deteriorate or shrink. Whereas a mud slurry, you know, you're kind of back to square one. So when we got into the business, our driveway began to sink again, pardon me. And it kind of upset us that, you know, we paid all this money to have it fixed and then parts of it were sinking. So it wasn't just the experience with the company itself. It was the experience that the mud slurry, which is made up of limestone and fly ash. And, you know, there are some cement properties in it, but it's mud. You know, they make it in their shop. Whereas we buy a polyurethane foam that is super durable and it travels laterally underneath the slab and fills all the voided areas. So it's just a far superior product.
So that it really is about the longevity. So if...
Yes.
If you come and do a driveway today, what is the life expectancy of your product?
Oh my gosh, it's gonna last longer than you or I.
Okay.
The interesting thing about that foam, unless you have some major landscape changes or you reroute your gutters to drain directly under where we've filled, your solution, your repair that you've just paid for will last a very, very long time.
Okay.
It's great. I mean, we don't go back to see people, which is great, but, you know, it's an education process because people really think that they need to tear out concrete. So for us, you know, another piece of this is educating the public on what we do. And, you know, we go to farmers markets all over the region and we talk about foam, and I bring it with, like I bring cups of foam so they can feel it and feel how strong it is. And just talk about how durable it is compared to a mud slurry.
Yeah, that's cool. So basically once you do it, you don't have to worry about it. So is there a minimum? So in my driveway at my house, I have a slight separation in one of my pads. Is that something to worry about, or do you worry about it after it gets to a certain height discrepancy?
You know, any separation that you have in your concrete, whether you have a crack or a joint that used to be, you know, combined, has split, and that's pretty common, you want to seal those before your concrete starts to settle, because water will go through those cracks and those joints, and it will, you know, undermine the soil underneath, and water will wash away the soil. So you really want to help prevent your concrete from shifting. So if you have cracks and you see them, or your joints are split, I would recommend sealing them with a self-leveling caulk product.
So the, just taking a step back to the joint lines and stuff. So there's the expansion joints in there, and then water definitely gets down in there. And the real culprit of any of the reason why we would do this is water erosion. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, people have gutters. You know, people will have their downspouts and their gutters drain out, and they don't have gutter extensions. So we recommend, you know, gutter extensions to help move water away from the concrete. And that's a huge help factor.
Yeah. You said you also have a sealing product. Is that something that you recommend, like if I'm pouring a brand new driveway for a new construction house, that you seal it right away? Or is it a time period after the cement cures that you come in and recommend sealing?
Yeah, so there's a time period. And whoever pours your concrete, they know the formula of how they've made that concrete, meaning the water ratio and the mix. They would give you the best idea on what the timing should be, but we recommend to seal cement, new or old. And we won't seal it unless we clean it. So it's part of a process. It's like a spa day for your concrete, where we go in and we clean concrete and then we put a sealer on it. And the nice thing about that sealer is it just sinks into the concrete. So it doesn't change the appearance. It's totally absorbed into the concrete. So when it rains, it's like water beads up on it. And you look different than everybody else of your neighbors. It's kind of cool. It makes concrete easier to clean. It's child, it's pet safe. It can make your concrete salt and stain and UV resistant because, you know, concrete weathers. So you see new sidewalks that maybe a town would pour, and it looks completely different than your existing concrete because, you know, it's weathered over the years and it's had traffic on it, whether it's foot traffic or bikes or whatever. So we totally recommend cleaning and sealing, new or old.
So then once the sealer, is that an ongoing process? So every year, 5-10 years down the road, you have to reseal it?
So we recommend a maintenance plan. It really will depend on how you wear your concrete. So there are some sealers out there that have been 4 years or longer, but, you know, they have less traffic on their driveway and patio. And then there are some that, you know, will need it every couple of years. So 2 years, you know, you want to check it just to see, and you'd be able to tell if the water is really not beating up anymore. It's time for the maintenance plan to kick in.
And is that kind of like when you go through the car wash and then it rains and the water beads up? Is that similar to what you're saying?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah.
I have some really great pictures online of when it rains with houses that are, you know, just next to each other, actually. And I went back after it had rained, and you could tell the difference between, you know, the clean and sealed driveway on the left versus the one that, you know, doesn't have a sealer on it. And it looks vastly different. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's neat. I guess I've heard of people sealing their patios and stuff, but I've never really heard of people sealing their driveways. So that's interesting. To get more
businesses. Yeah, and businesses love it too because it gives them some curb appeal. So it, you know, brightens up and freshens up the concrete at the same time. You're also protecting it. But people think, ooh, they've just cleaned their concrete, you know.
Right.
So it's great for curb appeal as well.
That's cool. So you said it's your husband, that's Joe?
Yes.
Okay. So it's you and your husband. Do you guys have other employees involved in it as well?
We don't.
Okay.
Joe does all the estimating and he does all the work. Sometimes I go with him. Sometimes I'm based here in the office, but it's just he and I. And I'm the one who likes to kind of get out and mingle in the community while he's working. So it's a great blend for us.
So you have all the fun and he does all the work.
He does all the work.
I'm just joking.
I have hard fun. I have hard fun, though. I have to talk to people about, you know, that they could raise their sidewalks versus replacement. So
I'm totally joking. I know that the inside stuff is just as hard, if not harder sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
So going back to that night, that experience of the mud jacking that kind of drove you to this, and after that year of research, is there anything that you could go back and change
in that process? No. We were right on target with what we wanted to accomplish in starting a new business, and we're learning every day. So I feel like every day I'm still learning new things, but the path that we took to get to where we are today, I think was great. And I wouldn't change any of it because we learned so much along the way.
That's awesome. So what kind of careers were the two of you in before?
I was a corporate planner for 17 years. And I was helping car dealerships drive online traffic to their stores at the age of when the internet came to fruition. And I helped them extend their brand and build their customer service levels nationwide, and had retired from that. And Joe actually was in a portable toilet business. He sold a company that he owned to a larger company here in the region. So we were kind of at a time where, you know, we were at a pause. We didn't have any plans of what we wanted to do. And this really, it's funny, I think God passed us to do this. It's very cool.
Yeah, so definitely all the stars were aligned.
Yeah, very.
And that actually, another thing that I like to talk to people about is the business side of things. So obviously owning other businesses and even the online traffic driving. So you guys had a good handle on a lot of the stuff that a lot of entrepreneurs have a hard time with. You guys already had a handle on that before going into this.
We really are blessed. Joe had started businesses in the past. I had always been so corporate based, but watched businesses grow and excel on the marketing side. So we are like a great blend of both.
That's awesome.
As a traditional entrepreneur, you know, they need help in lots of different areas, and I feel very fortunate that we were blessed to have great ideas on how we wanted to pass this for success.
That's very good. I always like hearing the success stories. So you mentioned always learning. Is there any book or podcast or seminar that you recently were part of that gave you a real aha moment that you've either changed how you do something in business or doubled down on something that you've already been doing?
Well, I'm going to go back to one of my favorite books. So it's not a current book that I'm reading, but it was a favorite book that really opened my eyes to family business. And it was called License to Pawn by Rick Harrison. He owns a small little pawn shop in Las Vegas, just north of the Strip. And I've had some opportunities to do some events with him when I was in my corporate world and really got to know the family. And they're, you know, you see them on TV, but they're a family just like everybody else. And they sit at the dinner table just like everybody else. And they're trying to run a business, you know, but they've got kids in their business and they've got a grandfather in the business. And I really learned a lot about just how intriguing it can be behind the scenes of something you see on the TV, but how really a family dynamic can work together. So I enjoyed that book.
That's cool. I've never heard anybody mention that one. I'll have to pick that one up and read it.
Yeah, it's good.
That's cool. So outside of business life, is there any hobbies or anything that you like to do?
Oh yeah, we love to travel. I think that lets us kind of do something different and fun, something that we can't do at home. So we do like to travel. We're huge nature lovers. We love national parks. So we're outside any chance we can get. And for us, it's really an opportunity to kind of clear our mind from all the everyday chatter, and it gives us a great time to just tune out of everything that, you know, overstimulates you when you're working day to day. So we just love being outdoors. The quiet of the woods and the stars, we love it.
Yeah, that's cool. It is hard to disconnect from everything that we're around.
It is. It is. And I feel that, you know, I want to have great levels of customer service. But I also need to respect that, you know, we have family time for our household too. So I really try to adhere to our hours, although, you know, sometimes that doesn't always work. So you try to have a good blend of both. And, you know, I don't beat myself up when I miss little things like doing laundry and stuff like that.
Those fun things, right?
Yeah, all the fun things. All the fun household things.
So, is there anything that I have not asked you that you want to talk about?
Joe and I mentioned we're really integrated into our communities. We volunteer our time with the Munster Choice Community Council. We're also our block's Crime Watch captains. So I feel that really kind of gets us out and not talking about us as a business, but just, you know, people can see the kind of people that we are. We like to be integrated in things, and we're honest and we're trustworthy. We're also Lions Club members. We love the Lions Club. We volunteer our time with the community that way. And I just recently, within the last year, joined a Munster Junior Women's Club. And when they approached me, I thought, well, I'm not a junior woman. I had this perception that it was all young moms. And really, they do such good for the region. It's just amazing. So my perception after learning about them was so wrong. And I'm happy to say that I'm part of a great group of ladies that does a lot of fundraising for great worthy causes within the region. So,
oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
The social side and the philanthropic side.
Yes, very much so.
Well, cool. This has been a fun chat.
Thanks, Mark.
Just to wrap up, what is the best way to get a hold of you and LevelRight?
Sure. So you can reach us at 219-765-3690. And we give free estimates. And we don't have a job minimum. So there is no job that is too small. So you can call us to talk about your needs. We also have a great Facebook presence, LevelRight Concrete. Right is R-I-T-E. We've got a great website. It's got some cool videos on the expansion of the foam. So if you want to learn about that, you can visit our website at levelrightconcrete.com. And we love to talk to folks. So give us a call, even if you're not sure if it's something that we can help you with. We're happy to walk you through it over the phone.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark, for the opportunity. I hope you have an awesome day.
You too.